Hi there, and welcome to the Sabian Podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be doing the week of December 19th until Christmas Day, December 25th. So it'll be Sunday through Saturday of this week, and I'm going to go through all of the outer planets and some of the inner planets if they're aspecting, and here we go. So starting with Chiron at retrograde 9 Aries from November 15th till January 23rd. So I've talked about this for a few weeks already. This symbol is a seer gazes intently into a crystal ball before him. And it'll go direct actually on the 20th. So we're now in a Chiron period where it's stationing and then going direct. And we might actually feel this. Chiron can make it feel more sad, more wounded. There can be times where you might find people reaching out for help. I've actually made a couple appeals to people this week. I was feeling kind of blue. And it might be a really good time to fortify more emotional resources if you can. On a mundane level, what I see on a societal level or political level or world level is that Chiron often has to do with our environment, with the climate, and we have had some difficult, a very difficult week with tornadoes, and that actually reflected on the new moon symbol too. Which was a widow reflecting on her past. But this symbol regarding the environment, I feel is the speculation about the future, how much more time we have left. A seer gazing intently into a crystal ball before him has to do with speculating about the future. On a personal level, it is a really good time to envision the new year, make your plan for next year, and just spend a lot of time envisioning what you want in the future and how you can make that happen. I think it's a great time to reflect on things that we can do also to help protect the planet, take an inventory of things that we're doing that we might be able to stop doing, like using plastic or consuming fossil fuels. And things like that. So there's Chiron until January 23rd. So you'll hear me talk about this a few more times before it changes. But yeah, it's just about to go direct. So I think we're all feeling it a little bit more. Lilith is at 17 Gemini, starting on Sunday at 12:19 until December 25th. And that symbol is two Chinese men talking Chinese in a Western crowd. this one I think is fascinating. Just the whole idea on a world level about China and some of the issues that we have with China in the United States. But I also did see that Chinese troops have built up on the Indian border. I saw an article about Hunter Biden helping. He helped to sell a mine to China that would give them, it was a cobalt mine. And so it would help with things like electric cars. So it was like a major leg up in the competition because that was a major cobalt mine. And so, just seeing a lot of things about China, but also the idea of people among us, maybe people we can may or may not be able to trust. But I also saw the movie Reds the other day, and I was thinking of this scene where the main character, Jack Reed, was in the Middle East, and it was like the Tower of Babel. He was giving a talk and it was being translated, and there were ways that things were being translated that were wrong. Somebody translated his speech He meant it to say class war, and somebody translated it as holy war. And so just the way that things could be misunderstood. And I would say with on a personal level, with Lilith being here, just really make sure that you are speaking clearly, or if you see something, know that it could be propaganda or it might not be, but just make sure that you're checking your sources. And I think it's pretty fascinating there. And then the other thing that I'm seeing is that the North Node at 2 Gemini from October 31st until January 4th, and the South Node at 2 Sagittarius at the same time, those are the ascendant and descendant of India. And that Sabian symbol for the North Node is a nervous gentleman dressed in an elaborate Santa Claus costume, is filling Christmas stockings secretly. And then the South Node is the ocean covered with white caps. Mars actually transited the South Node. I think it's there. As of yesterday, it was one of the major aspects in the full moon, in all the full moon transits. And I was asking some friends, like, how are you feeling? Like, you might be more angry than normal. And a lot of us had experiences where we had felt furious. There were situations where we felt furious. And this type of thing could happen. But the other thing that I'm seeing is that with the Lilith degree, and then the Mars conjunct the South Node here, right on India's descendant. Again, the Chinese troops are China's building up troops at the border. Also seeing this concern with Russia and the Ukraine, China and Taiwan, and so seeing some of these concerns with military buildups and. And then, what that could be with the North and South Node being here is the North Node at this degree with a nervous gentleman dressed in an elaborate Santa Claus costume filling Christmas stockings secretly. You know, perfect time for the holidays to exercise generosity, to do what you can to just have fun and be lighthearted about it. Make the most of this holiday. The South Node at 2 Sagittarius, the ocean covered with white caps. This is an interesting one because being on India's descendant, I think about it as the caste system and this obsession with purity of caste. And in terms of more personal, how a person would approach this time, and this would be what to avoid doing or what to move away from doing. And this would be about mobilization of energy and emotions, safety and more secure emotions, blustery days, churning thoughts, being flighty and changeable, overblown reactions, the need for stillness and meditation, which that might be the best response to this. And the caution is getting fussed and irritable over nothing, or at least very little. Nervousness, whipping up emotions and reactions, overdoing things, not knowing how to rest, responding too readily to external conditions, and gathering gloom. Just for kicks, I want to go and look at the North Node at 2 Gemini and what it says, because I was speculating there. And I always think of, Peter Sellers in The Party, and with this particular symbol. I really recommend, if you haven't ever seen that movie, you would really love it. The Party, it's so much fun. But the keyword here is wishes fulfilled, the longing for superficial gratification, gifts being dispensed, receiving from unknown sources, giving for no particular reason or thought of reward for oneself, rewards coming, making surprise visits. Token gestures, furtive action, furtive acts, charity, philanthropy. Oh, this is weird. Masturbation. I'm not sure why that is the case. I'll have to ask Linda that. secret affairs, the need for quick getaways, surprise parties. So that's fun. So that's the North Node degree, and that's what to move towards. And we are moving forward into the Christmas season, and next week is Christmas. So that's really fantastic. And then the South Node is conjunct Mars, just for like another day. But I really feel like we felt the most of it as the aspect was approaching. I actually wrote a letter to someone that I'd been having to kind of building it up. It was a work-related thing and something strange happened. But I'd been sitting on something like emotionally, and finally this event had happened, and it was a catalyst for me to really get it off my chest. And it felt really bold, but I felt like that energy for boldness was just there. And sometimes you just have to say something, and it all worked out well. So hopefully it'll be okay. But I do find that a lot of people felt pushed in ways that they normally aren't. Like maybe people are sitting on a little bit of anger, but this was like being absolutely furious. So yeah. And I can tell you, actually, the situation at work that happened was the cleaning crew came in and mopped a floor with some really, really strong chemicals that smelled like bleach. They claimed it wasn't bleach, but a lot of us were getting headaches, getting sick. We had clients and patients on the table, and you know, it's just not okay to be cleaning. And you know, I'm actually surprised they were cleaning with such toxic smelling chemicals anyway. I thought they'd be using something like Murphy's oil soap or something like more healthy, earth, or, you know, like seventh generation type stuff or whatever. Cause where I work is a holistic health center. So anyway, moving right along, Pluto at 26 Capricorn from November 30th until January 2nd, a nature spirit dancing in the midst of a waterfall. I often talk about this still as the degree that where it's really important to wear a mask to avoid water droplets. But also, this could be, with Pluto being here, there was a prime minister of Finland who was caught clubbing, dancing her heart away during a time where they were in lockdown, but she was actually clubbing. So that was an interesting thing with the symbol there. And on a personal level, you know, I would just say to exercise caution, have a good time, but just make sure you're careful. Neptune at 21 Pisces retrograde from October 15th until January 16th. Let me see here. With Neptune retrograde on this symbol, this one to me is that kind of propaganda degree or codependence degree, and it's been here off and on throughout the last 2 years, as we've discussed, and I see it as the QAnon degree. I also see it as the Russiagate degree. And the cable news has really been really promoting a lot of propaganda in pretty alarming ways. And one of the most disconcerting things this week was that Julian Assange, they're trying to extradite him to the United States, and it's being appealed. But the U.S. did win a case so far to extradite him. But now it's being appealed, and hopefully they won't be able to. But MSNBC has actually been terrible with spouting a lot of propaganda about him. And so it's just, don't be surprised if everything you hear is not true. And really make sure that you're looking at sources that are not advertiser-based, or have some other type of agenda. It does feel like there's so much of that these days that it's really difficult to believe anything that that is said. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that, and also work on a personal level. I would say there's a lot of labor strikes too, and I feel like it, with work, this sometimes happens. I feel like particularly work, that being asked to, called upon to do something that might not be your place to do it. Like you might be doing somebody else's work, or there might be some gaslighting in your own personal realm too, whether it is work or in other aspects of your life. So just be careful of extra gaslighting. And just want to see here. And then moving to Uranus at 12 Taurus retrograde from November 25th until December 29th. That's a young couple walking down Main Street windows shopping. And Uranus would have to do with the masses. It can also have to do with mass communication. And I'm seeing it as a collective, like we're all getting ready for the holidays. There's a little bit more ease with purchasing things, but Uranus is going to move back to the porter, carrying a heavy load, up, moving uphill. So just know that this too shall pass for a while, and then we might have some supply chain issues again. And we still might have even some supply chain issues now because of the fact that, you know, it is what it is. And Uranus is right next to that porter carrying the heavy load degree. So it's like not far off. And so, but Neptune will, or Uranus will be at this degree until December 29th. And then Saturn at 11 Aquarius from December 13th until December 23rd is during a silent hour, a man receives new inspiration, which may change his life. And this one is, Saturn is all about contraction and what the limitations, where it often is in a chart is where we feel the most lack. And I would, on a mundane level, what I see this as is seeing cases like the Jeffrey Danziger case. Like he just was released from prison and put back in house arrest. And he's been on house arrest for 2 years. It's really unfair that he is even under any type, like he was charged for a misdemeanor and put in prison. But it's also was a really crazy case because he won a major lawsuit against Chevron and they're going after him. But this Saturn went into this degree right after he was released from prison. And that's what I associate this symbol with. On a personal level, it could also mean just spending time in like quiet time, yin time, spending some time meditating, really looking at ways to really be at peace with yourself and ways to find inspiration. So I think that's a really nice place for Saturn because it's peaceful. And Saturn at its best is more about austerity in a way where we're keeping our lives simple, not starving ourselves or being frugal to a point that like we don't really enjoy our life. Like we're not, it's not like, it can be a taskmaster, but when it can be used to just be quiet and receptive and on retreat, that's a really beautiful thing. So it's here until a couple days before Christmas. And then it goes to 12 Aquarius from December 24th until January 1st. And that's people, the symbol is people on a vast staircase graduated upwards. And this symbol, I often will relate this to the US government. I think of Congress and Senate. I think of like upwardly mobile people. I think also about how they often get so wealthy once they get into office. And there has been a stock like some really cool thing with Business Insider has been publishing their trades. I've got to find this, and I'll actually post it in the show notes because I think that would be a helpful thing to see. But I actually think that has to do with this. There have been some speaking out about corruption within the government and who's owns how much and how they got that and stocks that they're trading. The other thing though that happened was that the Nancy Pelosi stock market tracker got deleted from Twitter, and that also could be one of these types of things because Saturn also has to do with being cut off or limited in some other way, so like censored. So just fascinated by that one. And it'll be there till the end of the year. With Saturn being there, it could also mean that it feels hard to get ahead or hard to make ends meet. And or that only certain people can graduate upwards. So this idea that it's hard to move ahead. But I really feel like focusing on contemplation and meditation is a great way to address this time. And then Jupiter is could be a judge in mundane astrology, or what it, like a greater benefic, or where it amplifies things. And Jupiter is at 29 Aquarius from December 19th until December 23rd, and that is a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. It could be about like some emerging technology or happy type of legislation or vote, allowing places to unionize somewhere where there's more justice that allows somebody to grow. And then and that's really about expansion within yourself too. That's I do feel like this Saturn symbol and Jupiter together is a really wonderful way to meditate and simplify things and to expand at the same time. And Jupiter as at 30 Aquarius from December 24th until December 29th. And that's moonlit fields once Babylon are blooming white. And with that one too, that can often symbolize the Middle East, something happening somewhere like Iraq or Saudi Arabia. But it also can be a time again of contemplation, but of also grief, of looking back to the past, these once beautiful civilizations. Sometimes I really associate this with Iraq because of what a beautiful place it was until it was destroyed by war, unfortunately, by us. But Jupiter at this particular degree is getting ready to transition into Pisces. So a time even to look back on this things like mass media, social media, our global communications. And it's a time really to contemplate and let go, and to see, maybe look even on the past year. It's fascinating that Jupiter is at 30 Aquarius at this symbol as we're ending the year. So oftentimes when we will look at our own, like making our New Year's resolutions, we'll look back on the previous year. And I do feel like this year was pretty challenging. It was a 5-year numerologically, and it's all about change, and it had the Saturn square Uranus degree or aspect. And the whole idea of all these jagged changes, it might have been more harmonious for some people, but for some others, there was a lot of sudden and abrupt changes, and it felt like a lot of twists and turns through the year that would kind of give us whiplash. And so if it's a good time to grieve, the time is now between December 24th and December 29th. While you get ready to make plans for the next year. And so those are the outer planets. And then The aspects for the week two are on December 19th, Venus is going to go retrograde at 26 Capricorn. And that is, the Sabian symbol is 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. You know, not sure what that would have to do with Venus, except it might be a good time to retreat and review your love life for the past year or so. And, you know, just be quiet and not, I would say to not really go out there and date up a storm, but it's okay to meet people. But I would say to be quiet and contemplative and go really slow with it, because this is Venus retrograde and it'll be retrograde for 40 days. So, you know, kind of like 40 days and 40 nights, a really good time to go within and review your romantic history. And I hope it was good for this year. For some of us, it was pretty crazy. So December 19th also will be Sun sextile Jupiter, Sun at 29 Sagittarius, a fat boy mowing the lawn is the symbol. It's sextile Jupiter at 29 Aquarius, a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. You know, this one I actually see. Jupiter is actually the planet of expansion. And ironically, the Sun is in this degree where there's this boy mowing the lawn who's overweight. This is also a good time to really look at taking care of your body. Maybe we've added on a few extra pounds during the holidays, and really to look at a nice fitness plan, I would say. And there are opportunities here. Who knows, there might be some kind of special that we see for the end of the year at our health club or something like that. But it's really a good time of year to make plans to get back in shape. And December 20th is Mercury trine Uranus. And Mercury, you know, and actually going back to that Sun sextile Jupiter degree, the Sun could be our president and sextile would be judges. So there could be something having to do with the president and the justice system. And so wondering about that. But the fat boy mowing the lawn, I always associate that with Donald Trump. But it also could be just a lazy type of person, or a person who's resting. And I do think our current president is pretty behind the scenes, not the most active person. So wondering if something will happen between today or today, tomorrow, and the next day, where we see him come out of his shell. And then, okay, so moving on to December 20th, Mercury is trine Uranus, and it's Mercury's 12 Capricorn, a relay race, and Uranus's 12 Taurus, retrograde, a young couple walking down Main Street window shopping. You know, and this just to me shows there could be like some major sales regarding shopping. There could be a lot of advertisements making us hurry, like, oh no, if we don't get this, we're going to miss this, or it might get sold out. And there could be a general frenzied feeling in the air with the holiday. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what else besides the Christmas holiday comes up around these particular aspects. And then on December 24th, we have Saturn squaring Uranus. Pretty difficult aspect. I'm curious to see if there will be an event that day. It'll be right before Christmas. Saturn at 12 Aquarius is people on a vast staircase graduated upwards. Again, I always associate that with people in government, particularly the federal government, because they're so wealthy. I think of them on this beautiful staircase, like crystal staircase or golden staircase, graduating upwards, and they just have like millions of dollars. But Saturn would be something that puts a limit on this type of thing. So I'm curious to see what happens. It'll be very interesting whether they limit it by saying the Build Back Better program is completely dead in the water, or there's some kind of limit on how much they could trade in stock. or they have to disclose their income or something like that. And then Saturn is squaring Uranus at 12 Taurus, retrograde, a young couple walking down Main Street window shopping. And so thinking about purchasing power of the masses, and the ability to increase our wages. So if there's something that's counter current or cross current to each other, and that Saturn square Uranus can be really sudden and abrupt and harsh because it's a fixed square. We've already had it a couple times throughout the year, and I believe this is the last one. It's probably not, but we'll see. But this Saturn, this is not the last one. Sorry. Just be prepared for some potential harsh thing to happen. But I think at this point, we're all pretty prepared for it. We've had a lot of harsh and sudden and abrupt, about faces throughout this particular year. And last year too. So I think we're pretty resilient at this point. So I think we'll be okay. But just wanted to give you a warning. And then December 25th, Venus is going to retrograde, is retrograde, and it's going to conjunct Pluto at that symbol, a nature spirit dancing in the midst of a waterfall. On that day that it happened last week, again, that Prime Minister of Finland was caught dancing at a club. But I do feel like this can be a really fun time just to enjoy Christmas. Venus conjunct Pluto, it could have to do with feeling empowered ourselves or looking at some beautiful aspect of power. And maybe it could even be like peace having to do with like the war machine, or maybe, oh God, like a really good arms deal, unfortunately. But that'll be interesting to see what happens with this particular one. It's an interesting week. I do feel like the Venus retrograde conjunct Pluto and Saturn square Uranus are going to be some major aspects. So that Saturn square Uranus is one that, just keep an eye out for it. Wear a helmet. wear some protective gear, because that one can be pretty abrupt and surprising. So anyway, just be careful. Guard your heart and possibly even your physique. So I'm really glad to be able to share these with you. If you are curious about working with me, you can contact me at lisameyerson@gmail.com. Or you can find me on my Facebook pages, Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group or the Sabian Symbol Research Group on Facebook. You can find me at lisameyerson.com also, but that's mostly for acupuncture. And I'm happy to help you with that too. So in the meantime, have a wonderful holiday, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.